All right, sports fans, here it is, it's Friday. It's our encore for Friday. And we got Ralph Pono. We're actually going to hear from the actual Ralph Pono himself, a character that I created and I totally forgot about. He's not much of a character, although his attitude's pretty funny. Where are we at here, man, with this thing? Ralph Pono. So, yeah, welcome to Friday. For you who are new subscribers, this is probably more of a typical pre-show than most, because I just come in here and I sit down and I go, what's new? What's going on? It's not like a diary, you know. I'm not here going, dear, here we are. Here's a journal for today. Today I went and I got my car washed, and I drank a pint of Everclear, and then I actually some canned heat, and then I was looking at our classic BSP Classic Hour. Every single show that we do that we post for the BSPs has a recommendation of a classic hour you can listen to. And we rotate basically through the syndicated radio days, which was 1999 through 2006. There's stuff on the website before that from KFI Radio, from some Miami shows, and so forth. Okay, so that's where that's at. Now, moving back over to today's show, it's from last year. It's from 2022. Can't believe that 2022 is last year, but sure as shit is. And we just gotten back from Florida. My trips to Florida have been very infrequent this year because of the fact that with Kirby passing on, Kirby died back in May, Jackie's been putting a new roof on the fucking house and doing all kinds of shit trying to get ready to finally sell a house she's had for 30 years. And I just haven't had the time to get back there for trips to Miami as much as I want to. So we've been just sort of hanging on the phone. And also, I was there at Thanksgiving. Could not make it over for Christmas. I'm going to go back for Valentine's Day. It's just kind of how it is. It's okay. So from last year, 2022, what's the one we're doing? Shit. It's the Ralph Pono Show, man. January 10. Here it is. January the 11th. It's the Dr. Ralph Pono Show, where you come first. Everyone else wipes up the everyone else wipes up the rear. The Ralph Pono Show. Ay, ay, ay. So, to tell you about the fucking cyclone bomb, it was a bomb, Jack. It didn't, where I live in the Ventura, Santa Barbara area. So I'm north of Los Angeles by about 40 miles, give or take. And I live essentially on the beach. I live about maybe 100 steps away from the sand itself. And as I was watching the goddamned weather report, it was saying that the tail end of the cyclone, as you guys who live in the south know, when you look at the hurricanes, they have those, what they call the dirty end of the storm, which is the outer band, which is whipping around. And as that outer band kind of whips around, the wind speed is very, very fast. And, you know, you get caught in that and you get a lot of the ass end of the storm. And they were saying to us that this cyclone coming in from the Pacific, which was, it was huge. I mean, the eye of this thing was closer to San Francisco, and they were really getting nailed by the goddamn wind speed. But they told us here we'd be getting wind gusts. And we'd be getting wind gusts that would be hurricane speed anywhere from, you know, close to it, anywhere from 50 to 70 miles per hour. Tropical storm on up. That's what they said. And so, you know, I battened down the hatches. And that was supposed to happen on Wednesday night, early Thursday morning. The storm was going to be nailing us in the Ventura, Santa Barbara area around Wednesday night, Thursday morning. And they actually, when I looked at the weather, it said 3 a.m. Thursday morning was really going to get, it was going to hit you through 6 a.m. That's when the height of the storm is going to come through. So I'm like, all right, you know, how bad can it be? They were talking about coastal flooding. Well, the beach I live on is huge. It is really goddamn big. 20-foot, you know, swells, 20-foot wave. And it doesn't mean the waves are hitting the, it doesn't mean the waves are hitting the beach at 20 foot. That's not what that means. It means that there were 20-foot swells out there that were basically crashing before they reached the beach. And then there was this kind of shoal effect where the water rises at the edge of the sand. So it wasn't exactly a big 20-foot wave crashing on the shore and, you know, tsunami size. So, but nonetheless, I'm thinking, I don't know, if there's coastal flooding, I'm pretty far away from the water. I think we're okay. And we were. Because as it turned out, I stayed up Wednesday night. I was playing fucking video games. I was messing around, watching TV. Thunder, the cat, is sitting there staring out the window like, you know, why are you still awake? And I finally went to bed. And I woke up one time, man, and I kind of, you know, turned my ear toward the outside to see if there's any wind. I couldn't hear a goddamn thing. Nothing was happening. There was no wind gusts. There was no storm of any kind. Shit pot load of rain. More goddamn rain has fallen here over the last... More rain has fallen this season than has fallen the preceding 6, 7, 8 years. We had a drought in the 80s. We had a drought at the turn of the 90s. When I got back to California, it was pretty much normal weather. Then we've had this drought over the last, what, decade? And all of a sudden, it's been raining like a motherfucker. But last night, nothing. When I turned to flip the news on this morning, I saw, well, the cyclone, the wind gusts, all that shit, was mostly Northern California and also down south in L.A. But here, nothing. We were supposed to get it worse than anybody. You got me. And that doesn't mean that I'm not going to listen to weather people anymore. A lot of people do. They go, well, you know, that guy was wrong, so fuck it. I'm just going to, you know, I'm not going to believe it. A word they say. No, I'm not that stupid. We got a guy who says, this guy's John Cantore. He's on the Weather Channel. They had this guy on TV here saying, this is just the first of something like 3 or 4 storms stretching out over the next 10 days. Okay? You know, I'm ready for that. Whatever they say, it's what they're saying. Will it be as bad as this? I don't know. I don't know what is going on, but they said that there's storms lined up out in the Pacific ready to nail California. So that's that. That's the bomb cyclone. It was a big fucking dud here, but that's not to say people in the rest of the state weren't getting hit pretty bad, because they were, man. I could see, obviously, from the news coverage. All right. Welcome, guys, to today's... Wait.